Listen now as David Sandler really nails down the decision process.
After you get budget, you then get the decision step. You find out, what is the decision-making process you people make around here? And then I want to know what the decision-making process is. Now let's go back to the audit Thursday. I'm sitting with these guys and I say pain and we deal with money. And then I'm going to say to them, Joe, what's the decision-making process you people go through around here? Now what do you think that president and controller are going to say with my guy sitting over here? I mean, try to be real world. I don't know your world. What's the decision-making process you people go through around here?
It's going to be two things. Either they're going to say...
Just play it. Anything. You got some pain. You've done your homework. You've done a good job. You got $15,000.
It's their decision. It's the president and the controller's decision.
Who they now, never with. Believe them on the first move. My second move is always, you mean you don't need help? You don't have to go back to the... What's the matter, Joe?
I want to write it down. Make sure I don't forget it. You don't need help. You said to write things down.
I love it, Joe. You're doing good.
Don't need help.
I don't care if you're in the living room selling pots and pans. I don't care if you're buying a car. I don't care if you're standing there buying a car all by yourself and I say to you, you love this car, I love this car. How much money you got? You got the money. Can I ask you a question, Joe? What's the decision-making process you go through when you go to buy a car? I make it. You mean you don't need help? Like a wife, kids, boy. Well.
Could they not also take it insulting that you're questioning them?
Let's try it. Pain.
Dar.
Oh, you're so good.
We're getting there.
One more for a trio. Here we go. We'll be the dream girls. All right. Now, you got to understand, I'm talking nice. We did pain. We did dar. I say, can I ask you a question, Joe?
Sure.
What kind of decision-making process do you, remember nurture? What kind of decision-making process you people go through?
It rests with me and the controller here. We're going to evaluate the various firms and make the decision.
That's fantastic. You know, you mean you don't get help? You know, most of the places I go, even the president and the controller have to ask somebody. You mean if you wanted to do it, we could do it today? If you wanted to.
Yeah, we could do it today.
You mean you don't need help?
Without help?
Now you know who the decision makers are. I want you to find out in this step who they are and what's the process going to look like. One of the other things you could say, Joe, in your world, is let me ask you a question. What's the decision-making process you people go through around here? Or you could say, can I ask you this? Assuming we can do this and this, what does it look like when we start doing business together? You can say that. What does that look like when we start doing business together? Do I call on you? Do you make the decisions? Who do I get in touch with? Who gives me feedback? Now, when you finish all this, this is called, the first three compartments is called the contract. The contract is the understanding between me and my potential client as to what it takes to do business. I've got pain, I've got budget, and I know who the decision makers are. Now, I got to ask you a question. Listen. If I know what the pain is, he told me what the pain is. He told me how much he would spend to get rid of the pain, and I know I can deliver for that much money. He told me he's the decision maker that can spend the money to get rid of the pain. Only I can screw this up. I've got an order right there.